Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp has been creating waves in recent weeks. Earlier this month, he stunningly declared in the pages of the Tampa Tribune that the county's Transportation Agency Executive Director, Lucy Ayers, needed to go. A week ago, Ayers took the hint, leaving her $130,000 job at the county's Metropolitan Planning Organization. Yesterday, Commissioner Mark Sharp came by the WMNF studios to talk about the future of mass transit in the region. But first, we asked about community cynicism that he and others are truly committed to seeing this happen. That's after the resignation earlier this month of Amy McGuire, the director of the regional planning organization known as One Bay. McGuire stepped down because of her ties to South Hillsborough landowners planning a large-scale development and her employment by a powerful lobbying firm.
Well, it's easy. I hope that people won't get cynical. I hope what they'll understand is that this problem, which is a problem of proper planning, is complex and it will involve a lot of folks, and we need to bring them into the process. What you had with this, with the 2050 visioning, really, this was spearheaded initially by the Planning Commission and by Planning and Growth at the county. We recognized that we had to have a vision for how we're going to grow out to 50 years. Well, there was a challenge, and that some folks felt that perhaps we need to also bring in the partnership. The partnership has been doing its own visioning itself, but the partnership's visioning, and remember, the partnership visioning process includes the Regional Planning Council. It includes an estuary board. It includes SWFMUD. It includes a lot of folks who are not necessarily business people. But the partnership's looking at over seven counties and trying to create a very broad vision for the direction they think the region should go. And we should do regional planning. But what I've stressed is that the planning really needs to be focused. We're concerned with Hillsborough County. And I think that it needs to be directed by the public. And so the public is represented by your planning commission and by your county staff. We want to work with the partnership because I don't think that they're evil in any way. They made a mistake in that they had Amy McGuire, who's a fine person, but she was helping to kind of coordinate the effort. She was a spokesperson, and she did have interests which I think conflicted with her role. And so her decision and the partner's decision was to for her to leave, and I think that was a smart move. But visioning is critical. We've not had it. That's why when people get frustrated about traffic congestion, sprawl, and all the things that come along with it, they ask, well, what can we do? Well, what we need to do is vision.
And you talked about vision when you, a couple weeks ago, said that you thought that Lucy Ayer, the now former head of the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the county's MPO, needed to go, which, of course, she did last Friday. And Commissioner Sharp, I mentioned this again because I looked at TBO.com. I don't know if you saw any of these responses that came from some people in the public. And I'll just read a couple to you here. Again, cynicism that some citizens have here. One person says, way to go, Commissioner Sharp. You cleared the deck for the BOCC to put in a stooge for Tabarta. All aboard, next stop, Sprawlville. Another person writes in, great, I hear the cement trucks rumbling in, the toll booths are going up. Let's just hand over county over to the developers now and stop wasting time. We've managed to get rid of a great planner and devoted public servant just to turn our visioning over to the Amy McGuires of the world. Somebody else writes, I'm pretty sure Sharp, talking about Lucy Ayer, I'm pretty sure Sharp has someone else in mind already, someone more friendly to development. If the BOCC can't convince the voters we need mass transit using their bully pulpits, then why expect little Lucy Ayers to do it for them? Next, he'll be gunning for Bob Hunter's head. You watch. You know, these are some thoughts that people have out there.
Oh, well, sure. Listen, anytime you try to shake things up a little bit, folks are going to get frustrated. And I want your listeners to listen carefully because I think this is very important. I've served on the MPO for over 3 years, and I've got great respect for all the professional planners who serve on that board, including Lucy. But I quickly determined within weeks of joining the board that I felt her skill sets were not best suited for leadership of our planning agency. You mentioned earlier, we're one of 20 communities in the nation that does not have a mass transit system in place. And there's a reason for that, because we didn't have the right type of people working to bring transit here. MPO is very important. You need somebody who's quick on their feet, who knows the facts, who can debate the other side, who's promoting sprawl, and who is against the type of things that I believe and the MPO believes are very important, which is a quality transit system, which would include, very likely, a light rail system. But for light rail to work, You've got to be able to think through all the challenges. A lot of it has to do with, well, when I get from here to there and I get off that rail system, how am I going to move around? Are there circulator systems prepared to take me from my rail stop to where I work or to where I shop or to where I'm going to have some fun? Well, we need to be thinking about that. And we weren't. We weren't thinking about it in a way that would make it work. And so my argument was, it's great to have people here. Lucy had been there for 13 years. But you know what? If this was a football program and the coach comes in and looks around and says, my gosh, we haven't won a Super Bowl, you know, since the team's been created, we need to get some people in here who are going to shake things up. I looked over, wasn't blaming it all on her, but felt this MPO needs to heat it up a little bit. So in order for the elected officials to go out and promote a plan that will work, and that plan will then help protect against sprawl, we've got to have the very best data and information possible. And the MPO, I felt, was not providing it. I want them to provide it. When you get paid $130,000 a year, I expect you to perform. And if you don't, we're going to bring in somebody who will do it. And so I think we're going to get some good people who are going to work. Lucy's been, you know, she's gone to a job where I think she's going to do real well. But we're going to bring in people who are going to help change the way we move in Hillsborough County in this region. And I think it's going to be great, and it's going to be exciting, and I'm happy to be part of it.